constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats, and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Bill Frady.
And here we are on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. At the first break, I will try to adjust the busy throat. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your computer, but it's coming to your mobile phone. And it doesn't have to be a smartphone. It works with all text-enabled mobile phones. But what Civil and this is an organizing app. You can plan every facet of your day. But what Civil Dispatch does, unbidden, that cuts them out from the rest of the herd, and it's all based on your locale, is they're going to let you know about the things you can't possibly plan for, that there's no way for you to even imagine. Whether it is a blizzard, a earthquake, tornado, flash flood, terrorist attack, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. I would like to encourage each and every one of you that are gun owners in the United States today to go on over and copy and paste an article at bearingarms.com and then substitute your name at the bottom of the note. Because this is a thank you note addressed to ex-Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Now, if you're thinking, why would I want to send him a thank you note? Let's just read it, shall we? Dear ex-Mayor Bloomberg, I've slipped on my normally punctual thank you notes, so I hope you're not offended if I consolidate all my belated thank yous into one letter. Thank you for preventing me from drinking that large Coke. If I had, I might have burped and ruined my chances to be invited to the next debutante ball. Thank you for continuing to help us out in other cities and states. I was a little concerned that your duties as mayor of New York might limit your time and ability to lend your assistance elsewhere, but now that you're retired, you have plenty of time. Thank you for spending all that money in Colorado to fight the recall elections. It didn't work out for you, but I bet it gave you a great tax deduction on your Aspen ski condo. Thank you for picking the dregs of the political world to help with your MAIG efforts. We can't normally find that type of entertainment, except for perhaps White House press briefings, of course. Thank you for 15% of your member mayors quitting over the past year. Now they'll have more time to engage in profitable activities like extortion, embezzling, and child pornography. Thank you for letting us know that if we ever confront any of your mayors, not to try to apprehend them ourselves, because they might be armed and dangerous. Thank you for helping us all understand the criminal justice code by having your members demonstrate all the serious crimes like corruption, extortion, theft, perjury, child pornography and molestation, bribery, battery, assaulting police officers, obstruction of justice, and tax evasion, to name a few. How else would the rest of us know how not to behave? Thank you for orchestrating that illegal private gun buying sting operation that broke federal and state laws while interfering with 18 federal investigations. The FBI hasn't been very busy recently and welcomes the confusion. Thank you for driving nearly 160 mayors out of your organization over the past year because you're just creepy. Thank you for surrounding yourself with armed guards while promoting disarmament of average Joe citizens. We've almost forgotten you're just like us, only better. Thank you for evolving your group to keep up with the times. The new group, Mayors Against Legal Governing, is much more hip. All the best, and of course, substitute your name in there. Send that out to the good morning to the mayor there. Start his day out with a smile. Where is this coming out of? Out of Georgia. A Georgia police department is switching to 9mm handguns because they state the U.S. military has switched to 40 caliber, which I don't know if he's confusing the U.S. military with the Department of Homeland Security. I think he may be. This is Senoia. The city of Senoia in Georgia. Because of ongoing difficulties getting enough ammunition for their 40 caliber service weapon, the Senoia Police Department will be trading them in for new 9mm pistols. The city council approved the trade-in and purchase of the new Glocks at Monday's city council meeting. Over the past year, we've had serious difficulties finding 40 caliber ammunition. We have been experiencing anything from 6 to 8 months lead time on getting their full order of both practice ammunition and duty ammo. Is not obtainable by any department, not just ours. One of the councilmen said the shortage of the 40 caliber rounds is caused by the U.S. military switch to the round. They're providing it to the military first, everybody else is second. Does anybody get that it doesn't take that long to really do a little research? If you don't like Google, there's Bing and all these other things you can try just to search something out. You'll find the right information. That's also assuming that they've never heard of the internet as well. You can find 40 caliber ammunition all day long in bulk at places like Lucky Gunner and Ammo Seek and Ammo to Go and Bulk Ammo and a host of other sites. Now, here's the other thing. They've switched from a caliber that the U.S. military is actually not using to one that they are using. 9mm is cheaper, okay? But it's also, you know, they still have the M9 in service, the Beretta, which shoots, wait for it, 9mm. And, of course, the 45 caliber ACP variants. In light of all that, their reasoning is a little creative for me. Just a scintilla. golly gee. Coming up on the first break when we get back, I'm going to actually... we're going to go the way of Mike Vanderbo with the Sipsy Street Irregulars. Connecticut has sent out a letter to, there's 106 to rifle owners and 108 more to residents with standard capacity magazines. And these are basically give them up, get rid of them, or destroy them letters to people that they've identified. And this is their opening salvo as they begin to try to enforce their registration regime. And what they're doing... This is confiscation. This is confiscation, and we're gonna talk about that when we get back. Go to the RBN webpage and look in the updates, and get in on the Keller Williams Realty contest, which will make if Sandra Stattmiller wins it, she's giving $20,000 to RBN. Which makes us stronger.
which makes us tougher. Lightweight, agile, easy to move, hostile all the time. And you get put into a drawing for $50,000. Which, it's party time if you win that. Or whatever you want to do with it. And all you have to do is download the app, the Keller Williams Realty app, to be entered in it. And then, once you've got it, if you're not in the market for a house, count to five, and of course include the Mississippis in between the numbers, and then delete it. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. It was published in the Manchester, Connecticut Journal Inquirer. This letter, you can find it all over the internet. It gives you a bunch of different options about if you are a gun owner that has failed to comply in Connecticut with the new registration regime. All the things you can do now to comply, which includes turning over your guns, destroying your guns, giving away your guns, selling them to the approved authority, so many options for the free citizen in Connecticut. These letters, like I said, that 106 went to rifle owners and 108 more to residents with standard capacity magazines, which I don't know how they knew where to send those to. That's an interesting question to ask. Are the first step in the Connecticut State Police beginning to round up guns arbitrarily made illegal last year in that state? And they include, of course, the favorite rifle of the United States today, the AR-15, and magazines over 10 rounds, which include the standard capacity magazines made for that America's favorite rifle. Failure to register is now a felony in Connecticut. They have embarked upon a very dangerous path. And here's the problem with this. There is always going to be somebody out there. And I'm not interested in debating whether they're right or wrong. But there's going to be somebody out there that is not going to take too kindly to being told that their private property is illegal when it wasn't illegal just not that long ago. It also is based upon this. This is the reaction, the necessary reaction they say was needed after Sandy Hook. Even though Nancy Lanza had already, I mean, Connecticut was not exactly the home of the free and the brave as far as gun rights was concerned prior to Sandy Hook, okay? They had an AR-15 ban or an assault weapon ban in place. These were Connecticut compliant AR-15s. And she had bought them in accordance with their very strict laws that they have to go through to buy them. And if she had had them registered, if they had had a registration regime in place, that would not have stopped Adam Lanza. A 10-round magazine capacity would not have stopped Adam Lanza. And mind you, let me throw this one caveat out there. If that actually happened. But I'm going along with the narrative here because, you know, they're using the narrative in order to have these new laws and regulations. And this is, since every, you know, in Connecticut, despite what I've talked about the newspapers that are going against the citizens that want to see them made examples of and everything else, I suspect that Connecticut is probably made up of a whole lot of regular people. Now, for the uninitiated, for the ones that are not out there that are not gun owners, who are not particularly anti-gun, they're not particularly pro-gun, they're probably pro-NFL or pro-Major League Baseball or pro-NBA or pro-Dancing with the Stars or something like that. If they start to descend and they can't, the thing about this is the Connecticut State Police in total cannot descend upon all of these people. They're going to have to use directed force at individuals. And if they use directed force on individuals, and it all holds true the way these no-knock warrants seem to go, they're going to get some addresses wrong. They're going to kill somebody. There's going to be some of them that get killed. And the low-info voter who's sitting around saying, assault gun, what's an assault gun? They're going to be alarmed over this. They're going to be very alarmed. And this is a danger that they face because say they send a SWAT team of 20 people in someplace. If they do the wrong things, okay, and I'm not advocating for this, not at all, not even in a little bit. If they do the wrong things in a subdivision, they can find themselves very quickly surrounded if there's enough people with enough tools in place to surround them. if that's the way they want to take it. And they'll be looking around, and it'll be just like it. You know, it's interesting that what's happening in the Ukraine is happening now, because they don't have guns. It's a little bit like an uprising in New York City. And yet they have persevered, and they have routed the government. And now the president, you know, the $75 million mansion owner on his $25,000 policy or salary, is on the run. And John Kerry, our Secretary of State, is out there. He's such an intimidating guy. He's warning Putin, you better not interfere militarily there. I don't know what we're going to do, but, you know, I don't even know what we can do since we're moving to the smaller than the World War II military capability. But I digress. State officials have decided magnanimously, those state officials, they accepted some registrations and magazine declarations that arrived after the January 4th deadline. They also had to deal with those applications and that didn't make the cut. But rather than turn that information over to the prosecutors, the state officials are giving the gun owners one last chance to get rid of the weapons and the magazines. So they're sending out to the 106 rifle owners and 108 residents with high-capacity magazines, saying they can destroy the guns and ammunition, sell them to a federally licensed gun dealer, move the items out of state, or sell them to somebody out of state, or make arrangements to turn them over to the local or state police. Those who fail to do so face serious criminal penalties. You got that, comrade? I believe this is all originating with Mike KGB Lawler. He's the Undersecretary of Criminal Justice Policy and Planning to Governor Daniel P. Malloy. He states once people realize they can't keep the guns and magazines, they're going to get rid of them. After the there was 266 rifle registrations, 506 magazine declarations made to the state with postmarks after January the 1st, and gun owners complained the post offices closed early and without notice on December 31st. Lawmakers are debating a bill about some sort of amnesty. While they're not immediately going to prosecute those who missed the deadline, it isn't ignoring this information either. So the rifle and magazine declarations will be included in information given to police responding to certain addresses. This would be a factor in deciding how to respond in different situations, says KGB Lawler. Ron Pinciaro, executive director of the Connecticut Coalition Against Gun Violence, says the administration's approach to sending a warning letter is suitable. It's fair. They're giving them a fair warning that they're in noncompliance. I love the word, the term, warning. Love it. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. One thing, I didn't get to this, this CATS, the Connecticut, what's the name of this little organization they got? What are they called? The Connecticut Coalition Against Gun Violence. His name is Ron Pensiero. He states, and I'm going to give him full credit for this, and I just want you to listen to what he's saying, okay? Because this guy's not an official. He's a lobbyist. And if you want to peek behind the curtain as to how these kind of things work when somebody's lobbied for a bill and then they pushed it and been successful, just listen to what he says. Now we're saying, okay, we gave them 8 months. What else can we do for them now? That's not the way any other law works. State lawmakers passed a law last year in response to the 2012 Newtown school shootings that banned the sale of some rifles and magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. But they allowed those who own the guns and magazines to keep them as long as they registered the items with the state by January 1st. State residents registered 50,016 rifles and made 38,290 declarations of standard capacity magazines. It is very telling from Mr. Pensiero you know, the warning letter. They've been given fair warning. They're allowed. What can we do for them now? This is more so probably than New York State. Connecticut, more so probably than New York State. This is way beyond infringing now. This is way beyond infringing. Getting out there and getting into this mode of warning people. In the military, we used to be given warning orders, which was sort of a, you know, we'd be given the warning order of our operation about to come up, which is sort of an indication that we need to rev up our game real quick and get real, if you will. Get everything in preparation. And then we find the warning order was just to set us, you know, just to tee us up. And that's sort of what this is doing. They're teeing them up. They're selling it. They're selling it. They're going to sell this idea that these Connecticut residents are renegades. They're rebels. And for the sake of public safety, we're going to have to go out there and deal with them. We've given them fair warning. They've had many chances to comply. 8 months to make their minds up. They obviously are not going to comply with the law. This is obviously a public safety danger. And then if they actually go out and try to make that delivery, okay, it's one thing to sell something. It's quite another thing to do it. It could turn into a problem. It could turn into, whatever they do, it's going to be problematic, okay? Whatever they do, because when you look back at Watertown, they were just looking for a guy. They were just looking for a guy, and they were throwing people out of their houses in the street, whether they were in pajamas or nothing. It was cold. They were going up and down the roads with the MRAPs and the BTRs and all these other things they had, all these little gadgets they had, wearing their little plate carriers and all color-coordinated with their ballistic helmets, running in there, muzzling people with weapons, loaded guns, in chamber, you know, the same kind they say we can't have, doing very unsafe things with them. And running them out and running them down and having them frisked at the end of one line and everything else. And then clearing them and then saying, okay, go back in your house and shut up. And that was bad. That was really bad. You could look at pictures of them rolling in there and say, oh, wow, I wonder which part of Afghanistan that is. It's not Afghanistan, it's Watertown, Massachusetts. Really? That will pale in comparison to what they're going to have to try to undertake in Connecticut if they decide to go that way. And mark my words, however this operation goes, the rest of the United States will be watching. On the pro-gun side, we're going to be saying, how much more can these people take before they snap? On the anti-gun side, they're going to say, how much more can we do before we get fought back? They'll be looking for the same turning point. And Art is giving me stuff. I don't think Mr. Pinciaro is a good fellow. He thinks he's got things, he thinks he's got it nailed. A lot of people out there, we just had something in my state, and I got to tell you, in all candor, I know that some people paid a lot of this. They paid a little lip service to this permitless carry bill that got shot down. And that's it. They paid lip service to it for a day. And let's move on to the next topic, shall we? But what happened in my state, at least with 18 state lawmakers, was they basically telegraphed to me, and hopefully to anybody else who thinks like I do in my state, that they don't trust us carrying a gun, and that they would rather have us carry it concealed so they don't know we have a gun. They would rather not know we have a gun than know we have a gun, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's offensive. It's not good. It causes a ruckus. But even for politicians like that, like it or not, regular citizens, for the last 25 years since this movement has started, concealed carry, open carry, permitless carry has changed the United States and continues to change the United States. And it completely skirts the issue and overruns the issue of any national debate over federal gun control law. In 1994, when we had the assault weapons ban, the political backlash that the Democrats felt was very, it was very pronounced. But since Sandy Hook, of course, they felt like that this is some sort of a win-win situation for them. So they stopped sidestepping the issue, and they've decided to step into it. Concealed, the carry permit began in Florida in 1987, and most states have passed concealed weapons laws that allow law-abiding citizens who have had relevant training to obtain licenses to carry concealed weapons. Such laws have been supplemented by court decisions covering a few states since the U.S. Supreme Court decision in Heller versus District of Columbia, which recognizes the Second Amendment guarantees an individual right to keep and bear arms. The result has been that over the years, the entire nation has become carry concealed weapons territory to varying degrees. Now, in 1987, when Florida started this experiment, there were even gun people nervous that this would lead to frequent shootouts on the streets arising from, traffic altercations, stolen parking spaces, cutting in line, that kind of thing. And for some reason, that has just not happened. If it was happening, you can make sure the mainstream media would be highlighting it every chance they got. As we have gained more guns, as we have bought and acquired more guns, as more people have begun to carry guns, violent crime rates have declined drastically during the last quarter century. There's no way to prove that concealed carry law has caused that result, but they probably contributed, because would-be criminals are less likely to assault people they believe might be armed. The argument, though, that concealed carry, including in my state, senators, carry weapons laws would lead to more violent crime has been about as thoroughly refuted as an argument can be. Responsible citizens tend to behave like responsible citizens, even if, or maybe especially if, they are armed. So this national political dialogue is completely irrelevant to what the reality is. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew, nice shooting.
Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Brady, Bald, and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Do you know what I get to do after the show today? I'm going to be getting in the car, and I'm going to my FFL, and I'm going to be picking up the Adams Arms rifle that has been built for me by T.K. Martindale. This is, I've seen video of the gun being shot as they put it together, being tested. This is going to be bad. With two Ds. B-A-D-D. Bad. Ooh. I may have to break down and go out of the studio. I do YouTube videos occasionally besides doing the show stream. And most of the time it's right here in the studio. I'm going to have to, with this, I'm going to have to get out into the field and run it through its paces. And this will be a gun I can never sell because it has my logo on it. But I digress. There was a letter that, if you remember that Hartford Courant editorial I read you about the them urging government to go after these scofflaws, as they called them. There was a a resident of Connecticut named Judy Aaron, who sent a letter in response to that article to the newspaper called Gun Control Sent Me Packing. And a whole lot of Connecticut citizens criticized her for that. Oh, I will, Battle Comp Tester. And in response to all of that criticism, another resident of Connecticut wrote a letter to the Hartford Courant, whatever else they're called. And it pretty much brings up some of the points I've already pointed out. But this is just to give you an idea that in Connecticut, not everybody thinks like the gun grabbers do. Can anyone explain how registering a firearm magazine would prevent a sociopath from murdering his mother and stealing her guns? Can anyone explain how banning assault weapons would help parents to recognize their son's mental health problems? We are told that these are common sense gun laws, but the police investigation on the Newtown attack reported it was an issue with the deteriorating mental health of the attacker, not a gun control issue. Common sense says that passing a law which does nothing to fix a problem is exactly the same thing as doing nothing to fix a problem. When our elected leaders pass restrictive gun laws that do nothing to fix a problem and harass peaceful gun owners, like Miss Iran, for not complying with them, this isn't preserving public safety. This is taking advantage of a horrible tragedy to prosecute citizens for the Second Amendment political beliefs, regardless of how it impacts public safety. And it is a self-serving and disgusting exploitation of the Newtown tragedy. This coming from David Adamitz from Killingsworth, Connecticut. Mr. Adamitz, watch your back. You're going against the narrative. Well, let's go to the phones real quick. Fred in Georgia, yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm all right. What's up, sir?
Well, I read an interesting article by Stu Webb recently, who I don't follow often. But he raised a good point, especially regarding the Connecticut issue.
Yes, sir.
What worked in Colorado was a recall. And, you know, I'm seeing that that could happen a lot around the country. It'd be really nice if any of those people listening from Connecticut could get that idea and let their neighbors know, let their friends know, because even if it's not successful, it does strike fear in the hearts of those politicians, because like you said, they like that little lifestyle.
Yes, they do. And they see, the thing is, the recall mechanism exists differently from state to state. If we had a recall in South Carolina, for example, instead of me trying to put the pressure on where, the way I'm trying to, which, sadly, I'm not being joined by anybody on this one, if we had a recall that I thought was readily available, I think I would go that route. The problem with doing a recall is you have to find a candidate to go against them.
Do you? I think you can just vacate the seat and the next one will be appointed.
I do like the concept of firing them. I do like that. I don't know if anybody's actually talked about doing that in Connecticut just yet.
Yeah.
I know they've started talking about doing it in California.
Well, I think one of the problems we all suffer is there are so many things being thrown at us at one time that it's hard to think straight sometimes.
It is.
You know? And, that's all I had to say. Well, one more thing. I think any assault weapon should be illegal, because pouring salt in the wound is cruel and unusual, and shooting somebody with salt is especially terrible.
And Fred is in the medical profession, children. You can listen to what he says.
Yes, so I'll let you take it at that. I'll see you later.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. Right now, the 800-pound gorilla in the room over the 2016 presidential election on the Republican side, if you care about it, is Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey. And in New Jersey, That is a heavily restrictive state where only now in New Jersey can you stop the car and let your friend out of the car if you've got a gun in the car and you're going to and from the range. Before, you had to find a nice grassy knoll and take a hard turn with the passenger door aimed at it and launch your friend into the grass so he didn't get killed because you couldn't stop. And if you needed to use the restroom too bad, I hope you were wearing your rubber pants. This out of New Jersey. And the national GOP is behind him to a certain degree. And this is a perilous thing for them to do. There has been a slight differentiation between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party on gun control. And we're seeing that go away. I think in a lot of people's minds, the fact that the Republicans at this point, even though many are beginning to emerge as being pro-gun control, it gave people a shred of hope that maybe there was some chance for the country at large if that one party would not be pursuing the erosion of everybody's rights, which should have already been dispelled after 9/11. But for the RNC to get out there and start looking favorably at Chris Christie as a presidential candidate, they're ignoring me and you and our concerns. He's had a couple of little minor scuffs with the scandal. You know, the Bridgegate thing, the questions over the Superstorm Sandy relief. There's been no bombshell revelation pertaining to either. And it's highly probable that he will weather the storm from these two issues fairly intact. When it comes to the question of gun control, however, it's an issue that is simply not going to go away as easily. It's simply an issue that's not going to go away as easily. Now, one thing that holds true historically so far, it could buck the trend, you know, historic precedent doesn't really have that much to do with it. Barack Obama, for example, was only the fourth sitting senator ever elected president. When he was elected president, most of the time it's governors or vice presidents. Never been a sitting member of the House. Most of the time, after you have two terms of one party running, you know what? We'll get into that in the next hour. Let's get into that in the next hour. We'll talk about that when we come back. It is Thursday. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.